Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on, T? How you feeling today, babe?
I feel good, Bob.
All right.
Guess what?
What?
I hear that we're running another promotion.
Yeah, we sure are. Marco is now on digital and on demand. A group of friends celebrate their final college days in a vacation home equipped with an advanced AI system that develops a deadly mind of its own. Madison Pettis and Vanessa Morgan star in Margo. Rent or buy Margo and watch it today. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
Yes. Now, if you listen to the entire episode and tell us what this episode was about, you can get a chance to win digital codes to see Margo.
That's right. That sounds like a really cool.
It does. I am going to, be up when you watch that one.
Okay. All right. So I have a question for you today, T.
Oh, Bob has a question.
Check this out.
What you got?
Let's say that you just won the lotto. Mm-hmm. A record $1.7 billion. The highest any person has ever won from the lottery. And you were the only winner. And you But you live in a state where you can't get an attorney. You cannot get an attorney to pick up your money for you. You have to claim your money yourself. And you cannot be anonymous. So you're on news. You've got a great deal of news coverage because it's nationwide. It's worldwide.
Oh.
What's the first thing you do?
So, okay.
Okay.
First thing I probably do is pay somebody to get the money.
Well, you can't do that. Remember, like I say, you live in a state where you can't be anonymous. You have to pick up your own money. They want snap pictures. They want photo ops. They want all that.
See, that's where you kind of lose me at, because how come I can't pay somebody?
Would you really trust that person?
Okay, now see, it would have to be somebody that I know, first off. That wouldn't mind being in the spotlight.
Okay.
Now they give you like a big check. They don't give you, well, then again, you do. They guess they have to put the money in your account though, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. You wanted to be you. You really wanted to be you. That sounds like it could go sideways.
Yeah, depending on who the person is, though.
That's right.
Well, the first thing I am going to do is I put my two weeks notice in.
Okay, from the job, right?
Then, we'll sit down and I guess pay bills off.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about, we're going to get that dream house that we always wanted.
Yeah, we figured some things out for sure.
Mm-hmm. But I guess my biggest concern now is, I probably end up having to leave the country, though.
Check this out. Now your phone is ringing off the hook day and night.
Mm-hmm.
From relatives, close friends, some you never even heard of before.
Mm-mm.
And new, and they all want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from everywhere is calling you to sell you something. Or they have a business idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
You get a new number and it still continues. Mm-hmm. Then what do you do?
See, at that point, this is why I say this is kind of tricky, because I have to think, who wouldn't mind being that front person? But at this point, I probably would leave the country for a little bit.
All right, check this out. Everybody is asking for money. You're completely overwhelmed. And you're fed up by it. So you decide to take you and your immediate family on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
To get away from all the hoopla. So you go to a remote island in the Caribbean. All right? For a bit of a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're like, hopefully no one knows you and you can relax.
Right.
Your short vacation turns into a 2-month stay.
Sounds good to me.
With no interruption from anyone knowing about your lottery winnings or who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you and your family are starting to get acclimated to the surroundings. You guys feel great there. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then one day you get a knock on the door. You go to answer it and no one is there. But you see a note that says, I know who you are and I know why you left the United States.
Oh, gosh.
And for me to keep quiet about your secret, I want $2.5 million in cash before I let everyone on this island know who you are and why you came. What do you do?
First off, I want to know who put the note on the door. Because, I mean, if you want this money, it has to be a way for me to get in touch with you.
For sure.
So, until then, I'm act like I didn't see the note.
Okay.
Because if you're not telling me, hey, I want this money here, I want you to call this number, blah, 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 I didn't see the note. And we're planning our next getaway. We got enough money that we can go someplace else.
Oh, they got in contact with you to say, hey, I left a note. We can meet. They tell you where to meet to drop this money off.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you think I am.
Okay.
Or why you think I left
the US. I saw your picture on the news. Okay. Your picture is everywhere. I have a flyer with your picture on.
Hey, everybody got a twin.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to say.
I mean, you going to sit here and blackmail me? Oh, no. Mm-mm. I mean, so... See, because that's dangerous. Because you can say, okay, you can have this money. But here you are in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Now, he, she, whatever, is about to let everybody know you got this money. Now you're playing with me and my family's lives.
Right.
See...
Okay.
I would say I got enough money to have somebody take care of you.
You talking about rubbing people out?
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about taking care of
me? No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, you can't sit here.
You don't know who it is, really.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not gonna let you sit here and threaten. But if you're telling me to meet you at this place,
okay.
See, then I couldn't put myself in a situation where I'm going to go and not take the money.
Right.
Because I don't know what I'm stepping into.
Yeah.
I really don't want to go to the authorities because yep. I don't know who could be behind this.
You don't know who's in it.
We hop in the next flight out.
Okay, so you out.
We out.
Okay. And you thought that things were going to die down over time, but you're even weary of letting your kids go back to school
mm-hmm.
and being out of your sight because you fear for their safety.
Mm-hmm. My kids going to the school Jeff Bezos' kids went to.
All right. Don't know what school that is.
I have no idea.
But you're completely paranoid. And you start thinking, how are you going to carry on?
Mm-hmm.
This lottery is like the gift and the curse. People even stop you on the street and tell you their bad luck stories and hopes that you'll help him,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's really becoming overwhelming for you. You start hyperventilating uncontrollably
mm-hmm.
right there. And you can't catch your breath, okay? Then your alarm clock wakes you up in a cold sweat.
Oh, heck no.
It was just a dream. Then your husband says, are you okay? Grabs your hand. And, you know, he looks at you like, did you have a bad dream?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows. He says, I know what's going to cheer you up. You know, tonight is the big lottery. I can't wait to play.
Oh, no.
I got a feeling.
Yeah. Dude, we bet we're going to have to come up with something. Somebody else going to get this ticket. We get a crackhead off the street or something. I have no idea.
Say what?
No. Mm-mm.
Somebody off the street.
Man, I yeah. Mm-mm.
That's bad, see.
Well, I mean,
I don't trust somebody off the street.
Yeah, like I said,
and they going into their account.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't trust somebody off the street.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's on you. It's your dough.
So what would you do?
Well, check this out. First off, I won this $1.7 billion You know, I'm the first ever to do it. And I know they're going to want all kind of pictures and everything. I'm going to give them their pictures. I'm going to take this picture up. I'm going to do it, you know, and everything like that. It's probably against my better judgment to do it, but I have to, just because I don't trust anyone to say, hey, if you do this for me, I'll give you X amount of dollars, because they're going to want it all. Or they're going to want more than what you give them. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anybody like that, you know. Unless, you know, there are a couple of people I trust like that, but, you know, I have to ask.
Yeah, but then it's like, you know, if you go with, like, somebody, like a close friend or a family member, then you're putting them in danger, too.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible, you know. Something we got to talk about, you know. Now, as far as me leaving, that after I've gotten all the news coverage, let's say I went ahead and got the money myself, got all the news coverage.
So, not meaning to cut you off, but you get, would you take the lump sum, or would you take it over an extended period of time?
Lump sum.
Okay.
So, you know, that 1.7 bill is going to end up being maybe 800-900 mil. You know, I'm going to take that lump sum. Lump sum. Grab an attorney, a tax attorney, make sure my taxes are in order, everything, you know, pay all bills, you know, get things built, start a foundation, start looking out for folks, you know.
Oh, you have a good heart.
Oh, for sure. You know, and the thing is, if it gets too heavy, my phone is getting blowing up all the time and everything like that, I don't see a problem at all with taking myself and the people that are close to me on a little vacation. And, you know, no doubt. Now, I definitely would not be extorted. I ain't going for the extortion thing.
So how would you handle it, though?
I'm a pack up and bounce. Everybody, you know, get your stuff together, we're going to leave, you know? It's time to move on. And the thing is, as far as coming back and being paranoid and everything like that, yeah, I probably would be a little bit paranoid from my friends and everything, like from, well, not friends, but from my family and everything like that. You know, just because I'm out here, everybody knows the who got the money.
Right.
They already, people can figure out your money and all everything, right, and they already know what you got.
You know that. But now, with that amount of money that you have, would you consider plastic surgery?
I don't know. I like the way I look. I don't know about plastic surgery.
I mean, but a good thing for a guy, though, you can grow some facial hair. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of change your look up a little bit. I mean, and you got money, too. So now you can pretty much do whatever you want to do.
Everything is on the table.
You know what I'm saying? So
everything is on the table.
That's one thing I didn't think about. It's like you can change up who you are. Even if you don't get plastic surgery, you can hire a doggone makeup artist and you can be somebody different every day.
Yeah. Women do that. Women do that really well. You know.
Really, Bob?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Talking that mess.
Hey, women wear makeup. Hey, some men do too. But women, you know,
Women what, Bob?
Wow. They are really good with their makeup. And they really work some magic. But absolutely, you can do so many different things. And my options are endless because I have the money.
Right. So, yeah, I think I would. Yeah, now that I think about it, I would probably get a makeup artist and just change my look up.
You wouldn't do the surgery?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
But makeup, you think makeup would be enough? I'll do
the
makeup,
but I'm not going up under the knife. No, not unless I have to. You can make a mistake and I may be messed up. May not come back. I want to enjoy my billions.
You'd be all right.
No, and then something happened to me. Shoot, you got a lawsuit. You got another 800 million. No, I'm good.
Don't hate on me.
Makeup artist.
Don't hate on me. You know, but I just... That's what I would do. I wouldn't let anybody push me a little bit out of my money and everything like that.
So now, same case. It was a bad dream.
He stored me.
You wake up and I'm like, guess what, baby? Lotto is big. We're about to play it.
Yeah.
What would you say? Would you be like, I just have this bad. Now, mind you, through this dream, you know, you wake up in a cold sweat. You're hyperventilating, everything. What would you be like? Don't play around on parts of it. I already know the answer.
I would still say play. I'm still going to say play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that is a life-changing amount. Absolutely. You could change everything.
Man, family will be taken care of. I tell you that.
I would just go about things differently than in my dream. You know, I'll probably do the opposite of what my dream was.
You gonna get that person off the street?
I don't know. I might have bodyguards. You never know.
With that kind of money, you should be able to. I mean,
I'm not getting person off the street. I'm getting my own money. I'm not getting the person off the street.
All right.
I could have a bodyguard to protect, you know, me, my wife, my kids, all everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
If I feel it's that bad.
Yeah, I think that's one of the bad things about the lotto, though. If you want to remain anonymous, you should be able to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
I don't want to take pictures. Let you imagine. Let you think.
Well, you know, that should be an option. But in all states will give you that option.
And see, I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think some states change. And to give you the option, because they have some situations in that state where people may have been stalked or killed, or, you know, because their face was plastered all over everywhere and saying that this person won this amount of money.
Mm-mm. You'll never know.
Yeah.
You can speculate.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So everyone, you know, that was interesting. Let us know what you would do in that situation. You can always reach out to us at realtalkwithbobandt@gmail.com.
And that is TEE.
Yeah. Let us know what you think or what you would do in that situation or how you would handle it. Would you get that person on the street like T? Would you go under the knife like T won't to hide your identity? Or would you get some paid bodyguards to cover you,
or a really good makeup artist,
something, you know.
So yeah, let us know. Also, don't forget about the movie
Marco.
There you go. Let us know what you would do in this situation so you can get an opportunity to win these movie codes. I'm telling you, the trailer is a great movie.
Yes, right. Okay, so live, love, laugh, and pray.
So you can catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, and at midnight on 216 The Blend.
Yeah.
Make sure you check us out and, you know, stay on for a little while, because right after us will be the Dr. Randy Show, Medical Doctor.
Check them out.
Good podcast. Make sure you check them out.
That's right.
So enjoy, y'all.